We're at the Nebraska Farm Bureau's drought webinar today. We're going to visit with Anthony Barrett of the Nebraska Farm Business Association. And Anthony, you were talking today on the webinar about some of the tax implications associated with this drought as far as livestock and crops are concerned. So let's talk about some of those. First of all, maybe on the livestock side, what are some of the things people need to, most important things people need to know?
We do have a couple options on the livestock side of things. There is a one-year deferral of tax that is for breeding, draft, dairy, and feeding livestock. You can check with your tax preparer about some of the rules of deferring that livestock into the next year, the proceeds from the sale of that livestock due to drought. There is also for breeding, dairy, and draft, not feeding. There is a four-year deferral in place right now, so it allows you a little bit longer period to replace those animals if the drought is still continuing. And then after 4 years, there is a provision that it can be non-like kind exchange for that, so it could roll into other things besides just replacing that animal with another animal. On the crop side of things, there's a crop insurance provision that you can defer crop insurance for into the next year. That's an election that can be made any year. It does not have to be a drought year.
You mentioned sometimes these deferrals are not necessarily the best option for all producers, though.
Yeah, just because there is an election to defer income, everybody thinks that's great to defer it and not pay tax on it until you really have to. But you really got to look at your consequences and see if that is acceptable for you to go ahead and defer that. Sometimes you might have low income, and it's going to take that income to not show a loss on your tax return that year. Showing a net operating loss on a return, you're losing out on some deductions, some credits possibly, and things like that. Also, you might be giving up cheap capital gains rates and for something that's going to offset some regular income tax and self-employment tax in the future. So you might end up paying more tax in the long run.
I don't know if you can generalize here as far as the impact that this is going to have on farm operations in the state. I mean, you're going to have crop insurance income coming in. Obviously, you're going to have some losses on crop. What about a general impact?
I think it's going to impact the livestock more. If people are carrying crop insurance on the crops, they're going to get, you know, a minimum of 65% coverage, or possibly 65% coverage if they're carrying crop insurance. So that's going to make up for a lot of it. We've had some high income years that they're carrying over a lot of inventory into the future years anyway. So it might be just a year that they're actually catching up on some inventory and not building it, and actually maybe reducing some of their inventory, which isn't necessarily a bad thing either. I think on the livestock side of things, it's going to hurt a little bit more. There's not, you know, per se, crop insurance for livestock. There are some rules as far as deferring that income, but if you have to sell your herd, it takes a while to build that herd back up and get the genetics back that you want. So I think overall, as far as that, it's going to hurt a little bit more on the livestock side. The feed costs are obviously high on top of that, too. So it's kind of doubling up on them. If the crop is short, it's hurting the livestock, too.
Anything else people need to know here?
I know there's a lot of questions on what taxes are going to do this year. We're in an election year. I guess all I can say is wait and see. The big question is, there's Section 179 is a question. We've been at $500,000 of Section 179 depreciation in the last couple years. Right now it's set at $139,000 for this year, unless Congress acts on that and they do either extend something or change that provision. A couple years ago in 10, they changed the bonus depreciation and Section 179 on December 17th and made it retroactive back to September, so they can always do something late in the year. Coming up on tax planning, you can only go with what you know for now, and if they change it in the future, you might have to get back with your tax advisor and see if there's something you can do different at that time.